This episode is brought to you by FinditNWA.com, your hyper-local business directory connecting you with the best of Northwest Arkansas. Whether you're looking for a new place to eat, a trusted service provider, or unique local shops, FinditNWA has you covered. We also highlight businesses with a featured listing on the site. That means if you're a small business owner in NWA, you could be next. Discover more at FinditNWA.com.
Hey, folks, and welcome to another episode of I Am Northwest Arkansas, where we explore the intersection of business, culture, entrepreneurship, and life here in the Ozarks. I'm your host, Randy Wilburn, and today's episode is all about community, what it means, how we build it, and the creative spaces where it thrives. Joining me is Regina Buono, the powerhouse behind Creative Mornings Fayetteville. Regina has helped cultivate one of the most inspiring monthly gatherings in the region, a space where ideas flow, strangers become collaborators, and vulnerability is welcomed. We'll dive into how it all got started, the impact it's had, and how Regina's work in law, policy, and community continues to shape Northwest Arkansas. You don't want to miss this one.
It's time for another episode of I Am Northwest Arkansas, the podcast covering the intersection of business, culture, entrepreneurship, and life in general here in the Ozarks. Whether you are considering a move to this area or trying to learn more about the place you call home, we've got something special for you. Here's our host, Randy Wilburn.
Hey folks, Randy Wilburn here. I want to welcome Regina Buono to the podcast. Regina, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Randy. It's really great to be here.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad to have you. And, you know, I don't know why it took me so long. And I kind of set it up at the beginning, at the top of the podcast, when I was introducing you and who you were. But just for people's edification, I have attended a number of Creative Mornings Fayetteville events over a couple of years now. And honestly, it was something that I started attending kind of still during the pandemic, I think. And it was a great way to connect with people in a safe environment and just, you know, really just hear some really interesting ideas. But Regina, I would love for you to share with the I Am Northwest Arkansas audience, the uninitiated, a little bit about yourself, and then we'll get into Creative Mornings Fayetteville.
Absolutely. So I am a Fayetteville native, or as close as you can be when you got here when you were five. I grew up here, graduated Fayetteville High, and went to the university, and then spent the next unspecified number of years of my career in Austin, Texas, which is where I went to law school and got a PhD in public policy. I came back about 4 years ago. Yeah, almost exactly 4 years ago, November of 21, just to be closer to family, just to return to Fayetteville, which has always been dear to my heart. And that was when I decided I would start Creative Mornings. And it has been so phenomenal to be back. I cannot even tell you how much I love this region, this town.
Yeah, no, well, we're certainly glad you did come back. And with it, you brought the inspiration for Creative Mornings Fayetteville. I would love for you to maybe just tell our audience a little bit about Creative Mornings and how it got started. Because the thing I was really impressed about is that it's all over the world. Not just, you know, I mean, Fayetteville is not the only Creative Mornings. But I just, when I looked it up and started doing my research about it, I was really impressed that, well, I'll let you tell the story. So why don't you share how you got introduced to Creative Mornings and then why you decided to bring it to Fayetteville?
Absolutely. So Creative Mornings was created in New York City in 2008 by a Swiss immigrant named Tina Roth Eisenberg. And she simply wanted to create a way for creatives in New York City to come together, no cost, just really about connecting, not a hard networking cell, just about, in her words, breakfast and a short talk once a month. So since 2008, it has grown, as you mentioned, all over the world. There are 252 Creative Mornings, the last I checked, and they are always on a Friday. So if you were, I always tell the crowd at our Creative Mornings, if you happen to be in Beijing or Madrid on a Friday, at the Friday morning that they are having their event, and you speak the local language, you are always able to go and experience Creative Mornings in another place. I was introduced to Creative Mornings in Austin, which is, as I mentioned, where I was living my adult life. And I had been to several of them. They were really big in Austin. They were like 200 or 250 people every month. and had been struck by just how warm and welcoming the crowd was and how much fun they were. And then I sort of by chance became friends with one of their organizers. We ran together. And so when I announced that I was moving back to Fayetteville, I was sort of lamenting to her, it's really a bummer I won't be able to go to Creative Mornings anymore. And she was like, well, why don't you just start one? Which I had no idea I could do. So I was like, okay. So I started looking into it. And once I was back in Northwest Arkansas, I just started asking around for partners and came across some of the most wonderful team members. I've been so fortunate to have them. First was my co-organizer and our videographer, Jess Whalen, who runs Jessica Whalen Films. And she was sort of the kernel. She and I put the application in together and we grew from there. So we launched our first event in June of 2022 in the garage space at Likewise. And we have been very fortunate to have just a wonderful collection of partners and sponsors with us from the start and continuing to join us. And that's sort of where we've been for just over three years now.
I can't believe it has been 3 years. I don't know where I started attending in that time range, but all I know is that it's been a really great experience. I know you've met in the Ziegler Room at the Fayetteville Public Library. Shout out to the Fayetteville Public Library. You've met at Ozark Natural Foods. You've met a number of places throughout the area in Fayetteville, and you've even done some road trips. I missed that. I wanted to sign up for it, but I was not available that time that you did that. I think, I don't know how long ago that was, but anyway, there's just something about the gathering of people, which is really nice. And what was really cool for me in my first experience with Creative Mornings is that I actually saw people that I knew there, but then I met a lot of new people there. And I've made some connections, some colleagues, some new colleagues, and some new friends just from my attendance at Creative Mornings.
That's great. That's exactly the kind of thing we want to hear. I'll just, on the subject of where we've been, we have done two outside of Fayetteville. We did one at the Shiloh Museum, and we did one at the Momentary up in Bentonville. And I'll just tell you that most Creative Mornings are in much larger cities. In fact, I think they have something like a 500,000 limit or sort of lower level. So when we applied, we had to apply as a city. We applied as Creative Mornings Fayetteville. But our intent, our hope is that it really is a region-wide event. And that's one of the things the team is really looking at is how to do more events across the region, going back to Bentonville, going to Rogers for one. So that's on our radar. And then also just in terms of making friends and connections, that too was a super important point in our application. My colleague Jess went on about how she's very much part of the creative community here and how our hope was that this would be a catalyst where people could make those connections, could find those opportunities and really sort of be an engine for collaboration in the region.
Yeah, no, I know that makes a lot of sense. And like I said, I've collaborated with people that have attended Creative Mornings, and I've talked to people that I didn't even invite to Creative Mornings that have gone and have had really, really great experiences there. You know, and just to back up a little bit, to talk a little bit about your background in law and environmental policy, how did that connect with your desire or work in community building the way that you are at Creative Mornings?
Sure. So, you know, people say, what do you do? We say, oh, I'm a lawyer, or I'm a this or whatever. But
actually,
really,
I hate that question. I don't know about you because I've stopped, what do you do? And I know that was, we're trained to say that because it allows you to have some idle chit chat with people. But I think sometimes it's a tough question to ask, to be honest with you.
It is. It is. And I think in some ways it's getting harder because so many professions and sectors are kind of bleeding into one another. So what I was going to say is that, yes, I'm trained as a lawyer, but my work is really very much in environmental governance. And governance is much, much bigger than law. It's much, much bigger than government. It's really about how do we as a society work together or not work together to manage our, in my case, environmental resources. So the community building aspect of Creative Mornings for me was really just a more local application of what I was trying to do in my professional life, which is to help people come together, find commonalities, have discussions about how we should use or allocate resources, whether it's creative resources, arts funding, or whether it's oil and gas or water or whatever it is. And part of good governance is democratic participation, stakeholder engagement. And so in that sense, Creative Mornings fits in very, very well with my professional work.
Yeah, absolutely. For the last 6 years, I was on the board of Ozark Cooperative, and talk about governance and, you know, working within the framework of something that exists, right? And probably existed before you were around. And so understanding how to do that and make sure that the wheels don't fall off in the process. So
absolutely. And I would add also talking about how to change those frameworks in a sustainable, and I don't necessarily mean an environmentally sustainable, but a thoughtful way that will allow better governance in the future. So,
yeah, we would call it good governance, right? I mean, it's like, yeah, what are the practices that you want to employ from a governance standpoint that will create a longstanding institution or organization that has, as we would like to say, the perpetuity of something so that it carries on well beyond you. Like, not to get off on a tangent, but when I was on the board of the co-op, I was always blown away that this thing's been around since folks in overalls and everything were buying granola and tofu and all this stuff out of a barrel. And now look at where it is. And, you know, I can only imagine where it will be in another 55 years. And so it good governance affords an organization to have that continual growth and movement forward. So,
yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So listen, I wanted to find out, you know, I know that Creative Mornings is more than just a speaker series. How have you seen it, you personally seen it transform people's lives or open doors for them? I'd be curious to know anecdotally what you have observed in these past 3 years.
Sure. I mean, I in some ways, I wish you could talk to the rest of the team as well, because, you know, we've all kind of had our interactions with folks who have attended Creative Mornings and had their, you know, had a door opener or that sort of thing, or had their eyes open to a new concept. One that sticks in my mind is we had a speaker who gave a phenomenal talk. And then this person later shared with us that they had been considering trying stand-up comedy, and it was their talk that sort of gave them the courage to go and try it. So little things like that. We've seen groups of friends start to congregate. It's like just kind of thinking back in our memories about who was at the first ones and then sort of seeing the groups, you know, folks that clearly were meeting at Creative Mornings and coming together and then hang around afterward. People tend to hang out a little bit after our sessions, which is a lot of fun to sort of see. Of course, we're not privy to everyone's, you know, complete experience. We're kind of hoping that at some point someone will tell us about their like Creative Mornings romance and how, you know, announce an engagement because they met at Creative Mornings.
Creative Mornings wedding.
Yes, exactly. But yeah, it's just been fun. We also have, and I'm sure you've seen our espresso shots, which are little tiny community announcements that we appropriated from the Austin chapter, frankly. And
yeah, I got to do one time. So you, yeah,
that's right. Yes, that's right. So just intended to be 60 seconds where someone can get up and share a free or very accessible event or need, you know, they're doing a survey and they need people to participate. They need a collaborator to help them edit a book. I don't, you know, it kind of runs the gamut. And so those have been fun to sort of help people bring in people to their events. I'm trying to think. I mean, there's lots more stories, but my mind's kind of blanking.
No, right now, I get it. I think the important thing is it is a place where it being Creative Mornings as an event, as a program, it is really a place where community can happen, right?
Absolutely.
And in speaking of that, I'm curious to know what role does accessibility and inclusivity play in how you curate and run the event?
They are super important. In fact, I would say they're probably within the top three. I don't even know what the third one would be. Three values that we're kind of talking about as a team when we're choosing speakers, when we're selecting outings. We really want it to be open to everyone. The motto for Creative Mornings is everyone is creative, everyone is welcome, which I joke about being a lawyer in charge, theoretically. You know, people think lawyers are not creative, but everyone has their thing and they contribute to the well-being of society in some way that is by definition creative. So we are always looking to give voices that may not have had a microphone, events that need a boost, but we always want it to be, if not free to the community, at least there'd be an option where there's admission to this, but you can volunteer and they'll discount it or, you know, that kind of thing. So that's a value that's super important to the team.
Yeah. And I know that you've actually had a number of sponsors of the event that have seen so much value in it. I think of the good folks at Confident Coffee. They've done amazing jobs. They just opened up a brand new location on the east side of Fayetteville, literally around the corner from my house, which I love.
It is so nice.
Yeah. Shout out to Confident Coffee. But I mean, you guys, I know there's a number of organizations that have sponsored the good work that you're doing. If you want to talk about them, I'd love to know how you feel about how people kind of came in and rallied around the flag of Creative Mornings.
Sure. Yeah. No, from the very start, people were supportive. Amber Dietrich at Confident Coffee has just been amazing since day one. Always a joy to work with. And the coffee is always great.
Oh, the coffee is legitimate. Listen, anybody that's listening to this podcast, if you haven't had Confident Coffee, I know we have some other really amazing coffee companies out there. Doomsday and Onyx come to mind, but Confident Coffee is legit. And so is Airship. Airship is really good coffee as well.
Yes, I will agree with that. I'll also put in a plug for Amber's, her food, her pastries. I always thought scones were really dry. And then I had Amber scones and I was like, wow. So everything she does is phenomenal. So we have always been grateful and thrilled to work with Confident Coffee. Orson Weems and the Music Education Initiative have been fabulous for the last couple of years. They have been doing what we call lining the tip jar. So they provide sort of a minimum stipend to compensate the musicians. It's really hard to get a musician out of bed really early in the morning, or so Daniel tells me, our musical curator. But Orson makes sure that they are seen. And we do offer other people, the audience, the opportunity to send a tip or some kind of support. Orson and his organization just make sure that they have a minimum level of compensation. So we're very grateful to work with the Music Education Initiative. We are so grateful to United Bank. Kelly, who's on our team, has provided all of our hospitality materials. And she's like the hostess with the mostest. When she's not there, I'm running around like a chicken with my head cut off because she just does such a fabulous job of organizing.
Kelly is an amazing human being. And just if you ever wanted to meet a connector, she is it. She knows how to connect. And the thing I love about Kelly, and, I always like talking about people when they're around, right? I always believe you should get your flowers while you're alive. But I mean, the thing that I really enjoy about Kelly is that she is not transactional. She is always trying to make a connection. She constantly texts me to introduce me to somebody or someone that she thinks I should know. And just a shout out, she and her husband are dear friends of mine and huge listeners of the podcast. And I've actually had her husband on the podcast twice. And I mean, she's the real deal, but she got me to even open up a bank account at United Bank, even though Signature Bank is one of the primary sponsors of this podcast and has been since its inception. I had to go to Gary Head and ask if it was okay, if he was all right with me opening up a bank account at another bank. I said, I wasn't cheating on you, but they offer really great service too. And I have a friend over there that I really appreciate. So just a little soliloquy on Kelly and how amazing of a person she is, but she's actually the embodiment of what Creative Mornings is all about, too.
She truly is. She truly, truly is. It's community, connection, service. She's wonderful, and we're so glad to have her on our team.
Yeah, without a doubt. I can't wait. I'm sure I'll get a text from her after she listens to this episode. So it's all good. So go ahead. Were you going to say something?
Oh, I was just going to mention some of our other supporters. Some of the team have their own companies but they give their own time. So Jess Whalen Films, she does all of our videography, and we're a little behind on our editing right now, but ideally at some point you'd be able to see all of the talks on our website. Angel Horn has Swan Dive Inc. She does communications. She does a phenomenal job. She spends a lot of hours each week making sure that our emails and our social media can let folks know what's going on. Let's see. I'm trying to think. I wish I had my little list in front of me, because it's always hard when you're listing them off. And I know I'm going to forget someone really important. Pedal Park has been a continual sponsor.
Lynn and Mike.
Yes,
they are amazing.
Lynn and Mike. They always, are willing to step in and help. Johan Commander has been really phenomenal. He supported us several times and, in fact, has helped us to secure room in December, where we're going to be at Theater Squared again.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So that's been phenomenal. I mean, there are so many. And I apologize now to anyone listening. If I did not say you, it is not because I do not appreciate you. I just don't have my list up in front of me.
Charge it to her head, not her heart. So
yes,
it's
but it
all
is,
good.
In some ways, it's a good problem to have, that we have so many supporters that I can't list them all off the top of my head. And we are super, super grateful for that.
Yeah. No, without a doubt. So I'd be curious to know, and of course, you know, I think anybody organizing a program like this, there's always going to be some challenges too, but what challenges have you faced in keeping this community event going? It's been 3 years running. The whole program now is will be almost on 20 years in just in 3 more years. But what challenges have you faced here in Northwest Arkansas?
I think our biggest kind of continuing challenge, and I want to be fair that it's not been life or death challenging, has just been continually getting support to pay for breakfast. You know, it's we've always managed to do it, but there I do kind of feel like sometimes I'm just a broken record up there going, please sponsor breakfast, please sponsor breakfast.
Yeah.
And so sort of financial sustainability, I think it would be how I would describe that. There are some chapters that have big contracts with big companies. And some of them, I don't even know where their money from. I know in Austin every month, I think they buy their tacos, but they have like a continuing like contract with a particular taco place. And I don't know where their money comes from because they're buying a whole lot more food than we are.
That's a lot of tacos.
Exactly.
Tacos.
So just kind of this, like every month there's sort of a, you know, I don't want to say a scramble, but there's always kind of that like who next. And it has always come forth. Like there is abundance in Northwest Arkansas and generosity. And so far I've only had to ask my dad to cover it once.
I'm sure your dad is probably thankful for that. But
yeah, no, he's happy to help. And no. And if I have to, I'll cover it myself. Because I'm giving up my time and stuff, I've tried to draw that line that I really want it to kind of be a community supported in that sense.
Sure.
So,
well, in that same vein, because, you know, we have a lot of people that listen to this podcast that are in the community, that are creative, that are those types of human beings that we talk about that are just really giving of their time and their talent and everything else that they have because they really believe in just supporting other people in general, but also believe in kind of what I say is the unstated mission of Northwest Arkansas, right? I mean, there is this undercurrent here in Northwest Arkansas that it's hard to articulate, but I explain to people that I've never experienced it any other place that I've lived. But with that said, what would you like to share with somebody that might be listening to this saying, you know what, that actually might be the perfect program for me to support given my focus in X or my focus in Y, or just trying to sustain an ongoing program that builds community in Northwest Arkansas? What would you want to share with them?
Wow, that's a good question. You should have given me that one to think about before. No, I mean, the thing that comes to mind is just in our application video, we actually had Amber Dietrich speak on our behalf. And she talked about how Northwest Arkansas, you know, has been and is poised to explode and continue to grow. And what it really needs is connectors. And Creative Mornings is I think a really inclusive, positive, low investment on the part of those who want to come connector. I didn't mention this before, but we were really lucky to receive one of the Weaver grants this summer.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Angel Horn, who leads our outing program in combination with Aubrey Meyer and I, put together the application, and we have for the next 5 months or so an assortment of outings, which are smaller events. They're probably going to max out, I'm going to guess, at 20. Some might go a little bigger if they're more of like an outdoor thing. But it's an opportunity for a smaller subset of Creative Mornings people and their families or whoever they want to bring to connect with a business or an organization or an experience to sort of see something behind the scenes. At the end of September, we had an embroidery workshop, and Angel's going to shame me because I can't remember exactly like what the reason, but it was an artisan teaching people about Mexican embroidery, and it was really well subscribed and people had a blast. And so we're going to have one in November that's going to be at Hot Vine Wine, where we're going to learn about non-alcoholic wines. We've got one coming in the future that will be about mocktails. So you can learn about all the kinds of how to make the syrups and stuff that you might put in mocktails.
Where do I sign up?
Yeah. You'll get the emails.
Yes.
This weekend, we will have a nature walk with the Illinois River
Watershed. Yeah. That's awesome.
Group. So all that is to say that what Creative Mornings is kind of it's a connector, but it's also kind of a mixer in that, you know, it stirs the pot a little bit and gets people, we're hoping, out of their daily routine and build social capital, which is often lacking in this day and age with all the technology that we have, you know, sort of isolating people in some ways. So
It really is. It's isolating people. And, you know, as I tell my kids, you know, you got to get out from behind that Xbox and get out and see people and physically have conversations with them on real ground and not in a virtual setting, because that's how human beings communicate. So
absolutely.
How do, and this is what I found really interesting, but how do the monthly themes from the global CM community shape the local experience here in Northwest Arkansas?
Well, so every chapter is allowed to do whatever they want with it. My favorite comparison, in October of 23, the theme was endurance, and we had an immigration attorney on who gave a really phenomenal talk about the sort of endurance it takes to navigate the immigration law process. The Kansas City chapter, I was told by a friend, had a sex coach on. So, you know, everybody can do whatever they want with it.
You can go in a lot of different directions with that. Yeah. So.
And so what we generally do as a team is, you know, we have the themes ahead of time. We reach out and collect people that we think, what does this word mean to you? Da, 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 da. And we make a big list, and then we just have a conversation about, you know, how interesting we think it might be, you know, who have we had around it? Because, you know, we want to keep things fresh. And who's local? I would say the localness of how we can make that theme work for Northwest Arkansas is a key criterion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes we're like, are we being a little too on the nose? But, you know, just trying to make it very Northwest Arkansas. And that's how we pick our people. We just kind of as a team come to consensus. So if you want to be a speaker, you know, get in touch. We can definitely put you in the list, but it all comes down to, does the right theme pop up? You know, does it hit our criteria of local, you know, inclusive, all those kind of things.
So. Sure, sure. No, I mean, and I think I encourage anyone that would be thinking about wanting to speak at a Creative Mornings, at least attend a few of them first, because that will give you a frame of reference for the program, what it's like, just the feeling, the overall feeling that you have when you go there. And so I would encourage anybody that speaks publicly and has an interest in sharing a message, or at least can speak on a message that Creative Mornings is focusing on for that particular month, should definitely connect with Regina and find out how they can learn more and at least come to an event or two to see, to check it out. So,
yeah, I would echo that. I would also, you know, even if you are not a super experienced public speaker, but if you're interested, you know, get in touch, let us know what you do, you know, kind of what's important to you, because we don't share the theme, so you can't like quite lobby for a theme, but what's important to you, what how do you touch the community? And then also, I would just say, for those who are concerned about public speaking, it is the warmest, most receptive crowd.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm used to speaking in front of, frankly, academics and lawyers. They are not nearly as, and it's such a different experience. I mean, everyone is just so open and interested, and we always have good questions. So.
You can speak from your notes. You don't have to be so polished that you have, you know, a long, because obviously it's probably overkill to have some kind of big old PowerPoint or anything like that. You know, sharing ideas, maybe a few choice images, if at all that. I mean, I've seen people get up there and talk without any PowerPoint for the most part. So maybe just one slide to introduce themselves. So, and I've had some really great experiences and really enjoyed several of the messages that really stood with me over my time attending Creative Mornings events. And I've been absent for a while just because, you know, life happens sometimes, but I know that you guys are there. You typically meet, is it the third Friday of every month or the last Friday of every month?
It is usually the fourth, which is most often the last. If there are five in a month, we will often move it to accommodate the speaker schedule or the venue schedule, but it's always toward the end of the month. The exceptions, of course, are November and December, when the holidays sort of necessitate them being a little earlier.
Yeah, of course.
But generally, it is the fourth Friday.
Yeah. And what's the website address for?
It is www.creativemornings.com. And then you could just find Fayetteville. It should pop up based on your browser.
Yeah. So you basically send people to the main Creative Mornings site, which we'll find. And then you just look up Fayetteville and it's there. So.
Yeah.
So now, is it the situation where there will never be a Creative Mornings Bentonville, that Fayetteville is the Northwest Arkansas?
That I don't know. It's up to the Creative Mornings headquarters team.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure they have a calculus about population, and, you know, obviously they don't want chapters cannibalizing each other.
Sure.
But we did pitch it, like I said, as the Northwest Arkansas, even though we had to name it for a city. And as I'm a Fayettevillian,
There you go. That's right. So,
but yeah, I mean, I don't want to discourage anyone from applying if they wanted to do that. But our hope in the next year or 2 years is really to make it more region wide. It's mostly just been Fayetteville because, frankly, because I'm here and trying to.
But I've talked to a number of people that come from other cities. So
they
it's
do.
Not,
yeah, they do. So. Yeah. And we've had very well attended events both in Springdale and in Bentonville. So,
well, I certainly want to encourage folks, if you've never heard of Creative Mornings, if you're interested, if the things that we talked about, accessibility, inclusivity, just making some new friends, meeting some new people. If you're new to the area, to me, Creative Mornings is one of the best programs. It's a low pressure environment. You can come. They'll give you some amazing coffee, some amazing scones and other pastries. And sometimes they actually have other food, too, which is really cool. And just a smiling face, right? Sometimes we just need to see that, especially if we're in a new environment. So I would encourage anybody listening to this that's never been to a Creative Mornings, make some time in your schedule. You can go and still get to work, right? Just tell them you'll be in for a few minutes late and they'll have you out of there by like about 9 o'clock, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. So we open breakfast at 7:45.
Yeah.
And the program starts at 8:15 and it generally lasts about an hour. Yeah. You're also, of course, people leave when they need to leave. You know, we just ask that you sort of slip out the back.
Yeah. Well, I would certainly encourage that. What would you say, based on your past 3 years of experience, Regina, what advice would you give to someone looking to start something meaningful and community driven in their town? Not necessarily Creative Mornings, of course, but just in general, right? That they're inspired by the work that you're doing with CM Fayetteville.
I mean, I would say if you're passionate about a cause, whatever that looks like, whether it's community or a more like traditional looking like issue, talk to people. It was amazing to me how, you know, I had grown up here. I had somewhat of a starter network when I came back, but I literally just started asking people, hey, do you know a videographer? I kind of want to do this. Hey, do you know a da, da, da? And within 6 weeks, I had the team that I needed. So I would encourage people that want to start something to just put it out there. Just talk to people.
Like you said, put it out there in the ether, because you'd be surprised. Other people are probably thinking the same things, but it hasn't gelled yet. And so sometimes when you put it out there and people are like, yeah, you know, I've been thinking about that. You've been thinking about that. That person over there has been thinking about it. Let's all collaborate and do something together. Because I think it's, you know, I always say no man or woman is an island unto themselves. And so it's important for us to know that there are other people out there, other like-minded individuals and other people that really want to see community grow where they are. Right. And, you know, I've always loved the expression grow where you're planted. So if you're here, wherever that is, and if it's Northwest Arkansas, grow there. And I applaud you, Regina, for you and your team, Jess, and the rest of the amazing folks at Creative Mornings for doing that work, the good work that needs to be done on a regular basis to continue to build community, you know, in a time and a place where, you know, honestly, let's just be frank, it's a challenge right now in our country to build community, build resolute community. And so what you guys are doing really matters. And so I want to encourage you to keep going. If I can help in any way, if I can connect you with people in any way that can help continue to grow. I mean, I know I've done some things in the past with you guys, but you just please never hesitate to reach out, because I think, again, Creative Mornings Fayetteville is meant for everybody that's in the community to take advantage of. So I want to wish you nothing but continued success as you move forward.
Thank you, Randy. I appreciate that. And I will just also throw in a quick plug. The best way for people to learn about what's going on is to sign up for our newsletter. If you go to our website and put your email in, you'll get maybe 3 emails a month. We try not to spam people, but they're mostly just event-oriented announcements. And the other thing is, when people do come to Creative Mornings, it is, well, it's required, but it's hugely helpful to us if people will register, because we need to have an account in terms of food and all of that.
Nobody wants to run out of Confident Coffee.
Exactly. It's a tragedy. It should never happen to anyone.
No.
The team is, I've just been telling everybody, come. And the team's like, Regina, you have to stop that and make people register.
Register.
Please register. We do not sell the emails or give them away or anything. Please do register. And then you'll know all the things that are going on, including our monthly events and our outings.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would encourage anyone, especially not just because you might see me there, but I think you should just come and go and attend a Creative Mornings event and try to make it a regular part of your monthly schedule. And if for no other reason, especially if you're new in the area, it's a great way to meet new folks. It really is. And it's some of the best people I've ever met at these Creative Mornings event, and present company included. So, I mean, I want to encourage you, if you're listening to this and you've never been to a Creative Mornings, reach out to me and just say, hey, you know, Randy, I'm going to come. Will you come too? I'll meet you there. We'll make it a date and definitely have some fun in the process. So I really want to encourage my I Am Northwest Arkansas listeners to learn more about Creative Mornings and come out and participate. And in addition, I'll make sure that I put a few things in our show notes so that you can get connected with Regina. I will put a link to the Creative Mornings Fayetteville site, which is under the Creative Mornings site. I'll make sure I put a link there. And I'll try to find where the link is for the email to sign up for their email list. And so that way you guys have that. And I'll put a link to Regina's LinkedIn page so that if you want to connect with her, if you want to talk with her about some of the work that she does, she's probably forgotten more than she, you know, than most people know. So I would certainly encourage you to connect with Regina, if for no other reason, for Creative Mornings, but then also maybe for some of the amazing work that she's doing in the environmental space, because Lord knows we need to continue to protect our environment, and everybody plays a part in that. I know I'm blamed by my wife for picking up trash everywhere I go, but you know, we all have to play a part in this big earth that we live in. So Regina, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Randy. It's been super fun.
Absolutely. I don't know why it took me so long, but shout out to the folks that recommended you to come on the podcast. And I'm glad that you did. And just keep doing what you're doing, and we will keep supporting you.
Thank you. Thank you. And I also want to take just 2 seconds to give a shout out to the rest of the Creative Mornings team. They are incredible, and this would not be happening without them. So I just want to make sure that they are recognized for all that they do.
So give their names again. So you got Jess.
Yeah. So there's Jess Whalen, Angel Horn, Daniel Moody, Becky McBride, Aubrey Meyer, and Kelly. I forgot Kelly's last name. Robson?
Oh, Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So, yeah, I don't know why that eluded me for a moment, but they are all just absolutely phenomenal and give so freely of their time and expertise. And I'm just the person who stands up with the microphone at the event, and I could not do it without this amazing team behind me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Kelly Robbins. Robbins.
Robbins. Yes. I'm sorry, Kelly. Yes, I love you.
Kelly Robbins. So, yes. Listen, I'm terrible with names too sometimes, and it's crazy. And it can be with people that I'm around all the time, and it's just
I know. I've known Kelly for 3 years now. I should know that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I do know
like,
that.
Well, you got her first name right, so that's the start. So you go from there, and we build it up.
Take me with
right, yes, exactly, exactly. No, it's all good. But anyway, shout out to that amazing team. You guys continue doing what you're doing. Continue to grow Creative Mornings here in Northwest Arkansas. We really appreciate it. So thanks again for coming on.
Oh, well, thank you, Randy. It's been a pleasure. And I look forward to seeing you soon on a Friday morning.
You will. You will. Okay, folks, that's a wrap on another I Am Northwest Arkansas episode. Huge thanks to Regina Bueno. Buono, she corrected me. It's like Bueno, but it's good in Italian. So it's Buono. So for sharing her journey and giving us a front row seat to the heart and soul of Creative Mornings Fayetteville, from sparking stand-up comedy careers to building inclusive spaces for dialogue. Her work and her team's work is a testament to the power of showing up and creating together. If today's conversation inspired you, why not attend the next Creative Mornings event? Or better yet, start a conversation of your own. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with someone who values community just as much as you do. I'm Randy Wilburn, and we'll see you back here next week for another new episode of the I Am Northwest Arkansas podcast. Peace.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of I Am Northwest Arkansas. Check us out each and every week, available anywhere that great podcasts can be found. For show notes or more information on becoming a guest, visit iamnorthwestarkansas.com. We'll see you next week on I Am Northwest Arkansas.